Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. About a year ago, at this very table in this very room, I put out episode number 30, 12 interesting aspects of a Polish Christmas. This video did pretty well, but I used some footage in that video from Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas. I love this song. But his record company, WMG, didn't agree with me. They thought, oh, you used 9 or 10 seconds of our video? You can't do that. And they completely blocked my video. YouTube sent me an email recently saying, WMG has put in a complaint. Your video is gone. If you would like to resubmit it without that little footage, you may do so. So, in today's episode, we are going to show you again the video that's been taken down, 12 interesting aspects of a Polish Christmas. I certainly, at this time of the year, don't want to miss out on that. And the timing is really strange. Why almost a year later would they block my video? Who knows? This is the joy of cooperating with YouTube. Anyway, today's episode is one that you might have seen before, episode 30, one more time. Here it is, 12 interesting aspects of a Polish Christmas. Today is the 14th of December. We have 10 days until Christmas Eve. So here we go, enjoy. Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to an all new episode of Love My Poland. Today is December 23rd, 2018, and I have to be honest with you, I've been waiting for 8 months to make this episode. This is my favorite time of the year. I am a huge Christmas fan, and I am honored today to have the possibility, to have the opportunity to share with you, the world, 12 things. We have 12 days of Christmas coming up, 12 things that really stood out to me about Christmas in Poland. Big differences here than Christmas back home, growing up in Houston, Texas, and in Alabama. So let's get started today with the first one. The first thing that we have to mention in our list of 12 today is Christmas Eve dinner. Christmas Eve dinner is so different here than it was back home in America. Back home in America, we ate a turkey, we had pumpkin pie, we had all kinds of different side dishes like yams, mashed potatoes, yumminess. But here, it's nothing, nothing like that. There are 12 dishes that are prepared, put on the table. There's a real feast, but there's no meat. It's kind of a fasting style Christmas Eve dinner, unless of course you don't count fish meat. Fish meat is permitted. You can have all kinds of fish, and it's pretty much in a lot of those 12. If you're curious more about those 12 dishes, you can Google that and find out all about it. I won't have time to go over each and every one, but I do want to share two of my favorite dishes that I love to eat on Christmas Eve. And the first one is a red beet borscht soup with little dumplings called uszka. Those are fabulous, fantastic. And I really love fried carp. My mother-in-law buys this carp fresh. It is prepared on the day, fried on the day, and when it gets to the table, it is just as fresh as can be. Those are two of my favorites for Christmas Eve dinner. Number two, since we're at the table here, I have to mention that something that really stood out to me is how long we can sit at the table in Poland. Christmas Eve is a lot of sitting at the table and talking with family, your closest family. And if you're not accustomed to that, if you come from the US where people are really kind of ADHD, we can't sit down for very long, it takes some getting used to. So sitting at the table was a big adjustment I had to make because it's hours and hours of sitting right here. So that's the second point. The third point, I don't think in the camera you can see it very well, but underneath this tablecloth here, there is a fine layer of hay. Hay from outside, that's right. Hay like in the manger when Jesus was born. And Poles, not all Poles, but most Poles put hay under the tablecloth, kind of as a nice way of remembering that Jesus was born. We celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. So if we look under this tablecloth right here, we'll take a look a little bit closer, you will see hay. Again, you'll see that, don't be surprised by that. You know the meaning of it now. Hay, the symbol of Christ's birth, born in a manger, under the tablecloth. The fourth point is one I really love when it comes to Polish Christmas, and that is leaving an empty chair for a person who may come unexpectedly, a person in genuine need. So here, traditionally, we keep a chair kind of toward the front of our table here. If we have a knock on the door, it hasn't happened, but you never know. Somebody might come, might be hungry. We would absolutely invite them in and feed that person. And that person could be welcome here as a family member, as a close friend. So this is something you'll see in many Polish households, leaving an empty chair for an unexpected visitor. The fifth point, let's talk about gift giving, exchanging gifts. It's a bit different in Poland. If you watched a previous video of mine, you know that Santa Claus Day or Mikołajki, the 6th of December, is the big day for exchanging gifts, especially for children. And you've got a lot of families that do gifts on the 6th and they do it on the 24th. All the gifts are exchanged in Poland on the 24th, Christmas Eve. There's no getting up in the morning on the 25th and doing it the American way. But you'll also meet families who don't exchange gifts at all on Christmas Eve. They may do it on the 6th, and they may do just one or two gifts on the 24th, or none at all. I recently talked to a guy not long ago. I said, have you done all of your Christmas shopping? Do you have presents for all of your family? And he looked at me and he kind of gave me an awkward smile and he said, we don't do gifts. I said, oh, okay. And I knew that, but I think if that had been my first experience with him, I would have felt awkward. I would have probably just been silent and not knowing what to say. So that's something you'll see here in Poland as well. And you know, looking back to my childhood growing up and thinking about how many presents I got as a kid, I was really blessed to get all those gifts. But you know, I think America, we kind of go overboard. We exaggerate a little bit with the presents. Sometimes it takes hours to open up all the gifts if you have a lot of family together on that morning. So it's just kind of interesting living here to see the different perspectives on Christmas. The sixth point, here in Poland, nothing can get started. We have the table, we have the Christmas tree, gifts, everything ready to go. Nothing can get started until we look out the window or we go outside and we spot the star in the sky. The star like they followed in Bethlehem following the Savior's birth. The three wise men followed that star all the way. We do the same thing here. We have to look out and see that special Christmas star. And once that star has been spotted, all the festivities can begin. The seventh point that you cannot miss when you move to Poland or when you come here for the first time is how Polish Catholics share the holy special wafer. I've got one here in my hand. It's got an image of Mary and Jesus. It is written Matka Boska Częstochowska, which would be like the Holy Mother of God of Częstochowa. What they do with this essentially is, first of all, it's symbolic. It's kind of like the bread, the communion. It symbolizes the body of Christ. And what they do is they hold that, maybe with one hand or with both, I've seen it both ways, and they have it family member to family member. And they look them straight into the eyes and they say, I wish you, for example, health and prosperity in the upcoming year. And they break that wafer. They break the wafer and they eat the wafer. And that's supposed to kind of, I guess, according to church and tradition, make sure that those wishes are fulfilled. It's a nice thing that they do, and it's totally different than anything we do back home, at least in the Protestant church. Point eight. After we have exchanged gifts, broken the holy wafer, and eaten that delicious supper, a lot of Polish families, not everybody, a lot of Polish families go to something called the Christmas Midnight Mass, or in Polish, Pasterka. This is a mass that starts at midnight. That's right, midnight is the beginning of it. And it's very, very unique because at this church service, of course, you hear the message of Christmas and you hear whatever the priest wants to say according to this holiday, but they also have an opportunity to sing beautiful, beautiful Christmas carols. Poland has some beautiful Polish Christmas carols. And one of my favorite is their rendition or their version of Silent Night. It's beautiful. Have a listen to Silent Night in Polish. And going back to this midnight mass, there is a special kind of legend or tradition or belief that at midnight, the animals can speak in a human voice. On this particular Pasterka midnight mass, if you listen carefully, there's a lot of live animal manger scenes, you can hear animals speaking with a human voice. Very, very unique. When I heard it the first time, I thought somebody was joking with me, but the fact is, it's true. That is a held belief here in Poland. And speaking of animals, if you go to places like Jasna Góra here in Częstochowa or other churches, very often they'll have a live animal kind of nativity scene, a manger scene where you can actually visit and show your children the animals of the nativity. So that's something to know. So the 10th point, what about the 25th? What about the 26th? If we don't have this day of opening presents on Christmas morning 25th, what do Polish people do then? Well, in my family, it is a day of spending time with just our closest family members. So my family being back in America, I'm sometimes blessed enough that they're here with us. But in times they're not, like this year, it's my wife's family who come in and we spend time with them. And then the 26th, 27th and beyond is a time reserved for visiting more distant family or friends. So that's kind of the way it goes. And we just sail into the new year that way by eating good food and just relaxing. For the 11th and 12th points, I want to talk about something that really amuses me living here in Poland. And let's start with films. Around Christmas time, there are two American cult films that Polish people must watch. And if they're not watching them, they're at least being shown on local TV. TVP and TVN play Home Alone and Die Hard every year around the clock. These movies have to be shown on TV. And they are huge here. People are just, you can't go through Christmas in Poland without watching Die Hard or Home Alone or both. A few years back, I flew from Warsaw to Chicago on LOT Polish Airlines, the national airline of Poland. And I remember I wanted to watch a movie. And all of the movies required, you know, $5, $6 to watch a payment, except for one movie. One movie was free. Guess what movie it was? Home Alone. I watched Home Alone going across the Atlantic on Polish Airlines, going back home for Christmas. True story. So these two movies, Die Hard and Home Alone, you have to know they are huge here. Point 12, let's talk a little bit about music. Music on the radio around Christmas time. Just as we talked about Die Hard and Home Alone, you have to have, in my opinion, two songs in Poland for it to officially be Christmas. The first one is Wham, George Michael Wham, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. Without that song, there is no Christmas in Poland. That one's played around the clock on the radio. And the other one is Driving Home from Christmas. Driving Home for Christmas is a beautiful song. I don't remember ever hearing that song on the radio in America. This is one that I learned when I moved to Poland. But Chris, so those are 12 points that I had to mention. We have 12 days of Christmas coming. These are 12 points concerning Poland and what really intrigued me and fascinated me. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions or any comments, please put them in the comments section. If you have not subscribed yet to my channel, go ahead and click that button so you do not miss out on all of the future episodes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wesołych Świąt.